How are you? Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab with me, Gary Fox. So this is going to be a welcome back to Idea Labs. They're back. I paused them for a while and I'll tell you why in a second. If you're new around here, Idea Labs happen every Tuesday and they're going to be a mix. I share the six key philosophies around building your formula for success. We're going to touch on that in a second. Essentially, they're kind of like a diary entry, journal entry for me about my own journey, and also then sharing all the lessons I've got from all the founders I've spoken to over the last couple of years and continue to speak to. That's kind of a synopsis. So what are they? They're going to be 10-minute episodes where I'm going to recap something I'm experimenting with or a lesson I've picked up from a founder in the last couple of weeks. Let's get to why I stopped. I stopped because I was experimenting, as you guessed. I was experimenting with putting out 2 interviews per week. And did it work? Not really. And why did it not work? I didn't have the resources. And I also think it might have been too much. I think 1 great interview a week seems to be the sweet spot. So I tested and tweaked, and I think 1 interview a week is the perfect sweet spot. So here is the new publishing schedule for season 20 and 21. Tuesday, you're going to get an Idea Lab, 10 minutes every Tuesday. Thursday, you're going to get the deep dive interviews, the ones you know and love, the hour-long interviews with an incredible founder. And then on Saturdays, you're going to get your usual mentor moment. So mentor moments are 10 minutes of our most impactful episodes from the archives. That's going to be your publishing schedule for season 20 and 21. So this is the kickoff to season 20. Incredible. 20 seasons of the Entrepreneur Experiment. And going back to the Idea Lab format, because I like it. It's a ton more work, being honest with you. It's actually as hard doing a 10-minute Idea Lab as it is to do an hour-long interview with a founder. That sounds weird. It's just the way it is, because you have to sit down and write them yourself. You're on your own. You're starting and stopping the camera. You're starting and stopping the audio. It's simple things like that you actually wouldn't think of. Many of you listening to the pod are business owners and savvy investors, but have you been introduced to peer-to-peer lending? Peer-to-peer lending is the practice of lending money directly to other individuals or businesses without the need for a traditional intermediary like a bank. Property Bridges offers you the opportunity to lend directly to experienced home builders across Ireland through their innovative online investment platform. Investors earn returns of up to 9% per annum, and your money is fully secured against property. To learn more, visit propertybridges.com. Property Bridges is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to share a game changer for your business, Azure Communications. When it comes to print and marketing solutions, these folks, led by CEO Jenny Johnston, are the real deal. Whether you need an eye-catching brochure, sleek business cards, or a full-blown digital campaign, Azure Communications has you covered. They're not just about high-quality prints or digital campaigns, they're also about delivering great results. And here's the best part. Just for listeners of the Entrepreneur Experiment, you can get 20% off your first order. Just give them a call or go online and use the code FOX20. With personalized service and fast turnaround times, Azure Communications will help you make the impact your business deserves. Trust me, when it comes to making your brand stand out, Azure Communications is the provider of choice. Check them out at azurecom.ie. Use code FOX20 and elevate your marketing game today. Many of you listening to the pod are business owners and savvy investors, but have you been introduced to peer-to-peer lending? Peer-to-peer lending is the practice of lending money directly to other individuals or businesses without the need for a traditional intermediary like a bank. Property Bridges offers you the opportunity to lend directly to experienced home builders across Ireland through their innovative online investment platform. Investors earn returns of up to 9% per annum, and your money is fully secured against property. To learn more, visit propertybridges.com. Property Bridges is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. So, the pod is changing a little bit. If you're new around here, the Entrepreneur Experiment is all about the experiments in our lives to make them better. I believe businesses are simply just a series of experiments done over and over and over until you find the winning formula. And that's kind of something I've kind of uncovered over the last 5 years. I started with that thesis of just, it's all about business. It's all about like experiments for business success. And to be honest, I've changed over the last 5 years, and the pod has changed because I think business is changing. I think COVID has had a transformative effect on our lives, on how business is done for the better, if you view it that way. I view it that way. I think we're going to have a reset. We're going to have a refocus over the next 10 years. I think there's going to be a massive divergence between new founders and old founders. New founders, I believe, will have the formula for success. And the founder formula for success is what I'm going to reveal to you now. I think it's 6 categories: your brain, your body, and your business. So if you're familiar with the pod and you've been listening for a while, you'll have heard me talk about these for the last 12 months. I've been developing this concept for the last 3 years. The founder formula for success. The entrepreneur experiment, or all the experiments that lead up to formulas. It all makes sense. So the brain, the body and the business is what we've been talking about for the last 12 months. And now we're going to add on three more. We're going to add on finances, family slash friends, and fun. And before you come at me in the comments saying, that's seven categories, not six, I'm going to explain to you in a while why it's family slash friends. So let's have a quick recap on the six categories. Bear with me today. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see me kind of looking straight ahead at the camera and then glancing down. I'm trying a new like system where I've got a teleprompter up here that kind of reminds me of my notes as I'm going through. So the episode should be more coherent, hopefully, maybe, possibly. These episodes are going to be pretty relaxed, right? The pod is pretty relaxed, but these episodes are going to be pretty relaxed as well. They're almost like a live journal for me. But what I want to build is something more. The podcast is more than me just chatting to founders. It's about building a movement, sounds so wanky, so I won't go with that. But it's about building something more. It's about building more connections with people, because I really kind of feel I've kind of uncovered something unique around a certain set of founders. And I'm going to try apply that to my own life. I do apply that to my own life. And hopefully I can share these lessons and build a community. Again, community is an overused buzzword, but build a kind of a group of people who want to build a better life through financial freedom, time freedom, and location freedom. They're the three kind of freedoms that I'm searching for. So back to brain. So what's brain going to encompass? It's going to encompass anything around kind of self-development. So like book recommendations. Obviously, if you're a regular listener, you know, we talk about books all the time. So this will fall into book recommendations, book lessons, learnings, books I'm reading to, all that kind of stuff. I've kind of missed sharing that kind of week-to-week stuff. I have a newsletter, an email newsletter, which I love writing. It goes out every Saturday or Sunday. It's going to be Saturday from now on. I love writing that. So that's kind of three categories, which I'll soon be expanding to six. Because again, I'm going to explain why in a minute. I have more manpower now and it allows me to do things like this. And then we're going to talk about like systems for clarity and focus. For the last 12 months, that's been my number one priority, is dialing up my focus. See, I'm slowly finding my flow back into this podcasting lark again. I'm slowly starting to like, the heartbeat's going down, the breathing's going up. Systems for clarity and focus, focusing my mind. And then we're going to talk about things like meditation, performance coaching, talk therapy, all that kind of stuff. I believe to master your business, you have to master the mind. If you master the mind, all these other five categories will just follow. It's just how I kind of have developed and have developed for myself over the last couple of years and have watched other really good founders. It all starts with the brain. Everything else follows. The body follows the brain. People often ask me, what way do I stack them? It's brain first, body second, business third. Not sure in terms of the other three where they'll stack up, but that's how I stack it at the minute. Secondly, body. Any of the really successful founders I talk to, and success is somewhat relative, right? You judge success based on what your own criteria are. But for me, success is balanced across all these six areas. So the really successful founders I talk to have a fitness regime and they stick to it militantly because it just helps their lifestyle. It helps their brain, helps everything else. So I'm going to talk about in body, it's all going to be about fitness and longevity. Longevity, which is increasing our health span and our lifespan. So health span and lifespan, living longer and living healthier. I think in our lifetime, we're going to see a huge amount of scientific advancements. And I think we already have. But I think it'll easily become to a stage in our lifetime whereby people are living beyond 100 quite comfortably and well. Not just living beyond 100 in a hospital or a nursing home. I think they'll be living into 100 as the way people are living into their 80s, 90s now. I think it'll become quite common to live into your 100. So for me, it's all about stacking fundamentals and foundations now so that I have a head start, so that I am healthy as I get older, that I'm not like trying to like, what's the phrase? I'm not trying to like put the shit back in the goose. I'm trying to build on healthy foundations, because the way I think about everything is through the lens of compounding. And I think about this every single day. My view is, are you stacking tiny wins or tiny losses? And I apply that across these six categories every single day. Some more so than others. Some, like some days you're heavy on the business, some days you're heavy on the body, some days you're heavy on the brain. But I try to touch across these six categories every day. So what we're going to do is we're going to have experiments that run in all six categories across the next 12 months and beyond. We're going to launch our first one in a few days, on September 1st. I'll get to that in a second because it's in the finance section. I'm also about to launch a body one, which is, I'll get the results to on Tuesday. So I'm recording this. Actually, the day you listen to this is the day I'm getting the results. So next week, you'll hear about the results of this. The test is a longevity test to find out what my actual age is. So obviously, if you've two different ages, right? You have your age in years, how long you've been on the earth, and you have your age in your biological age. So how slow or fast are you aging? So there's now tests called telomere tests, and that can measure how old you are. So hopefully next week I hear that I'm younger than I am. But I'll let you know. I'll share it all next week. And what you want to be doing is you want to be aging as slowly as possible. So I'm about to kick off a longevity experiment. So I'm going to share with you next week, next Tuesday, how old I am, essentially today. And then I'm going to share with you what I do over the next year to do two things, to slow down that process and then to slightly reverse it. So I'm going to measure it every year. Now, it's not cheap. It's €1,000 to get this done. But it tests a lot of things as well. I get my bloods done every year. If you're a regular listener, you know this. I get my bloods done every June and December. And that gives me a full, I think there's like 10, 12 vials of blood taken, and it measures everything. So pre-cancer screening, glucose, testosterone, cholesterol, everything. So that I have a timestamp every 6 months. I've been doing this for 5 years now. So I have a timestamp every 6 months of my full blood workup. And that I recommend everybody. I think that's a no-brainer. I think one of my big predictions is that will become, I was going to say mandatory, not mandatory. That'll become commonplace. That'll become like every month people just get their bloods done and you'll have like an active tracker every day. So I wear a Whoop. If you're looking at, you can see it there. I wear a Whoop every single day. I think this is like version one of like what we will be wearing in the future. I think we'll be wearing things that blend everything together, that blend your blood work, that blend all these kind of results together. So I'll kick that off in September. And our goal is to reverse our aging process and to slow down our aging business. Again, this is a business podcast, right? This is what it's all going to be about. We're going to talk about how to improve our business. It's not just about improving our lives. It's about viewing everything together as the six categories. So my experimental process starts with them. This is always going to be a business podcast. This is about founders. So I've kind of overthought about this a lot. So I've thought about this in many, many ways. What I've settled on is that this is always going to be a founders podcast. I want to build this to be the number one business podcast in the world, but it's about founders. It's not necessarily about businesses. A lot of great podcasts are about businesses. I'm obsessed with the founder journey, the founder story, what makes a great founder, and how can we improve as founders. So for us, it's all about the founder journey, and that's where I'll always be. So business will exclusively talk about the founders and your journey as a founder. Finances, this is going to be our first experiment. The longevity one and this one will kind of run almost parallel, and they're going to be 12-month experiments because I believe anything of value should be done over time. There's so much crap on the internet, specifically on YouTube, about like, do this for 4 weeks and you'll change your life. Do this for 12 weeks and you'll change your life. You can make a great start. You definitely can form habits over 12 weeks. But I think if you really want to change how things are done, I think you have to give yourself a longer time horizon on everything. For example, this podcast, I think of this as a 10 to 20 year experiment. And I'm 5 years in, so I'm really only getting going. The same with finances. Everything comes down to the art of compounding. And that's what the first experiment is called, the art of compounding. So every day, starting September 1st, and feel free to play along at home. I'm going to caveat this, as I always have to. Don't take financial advice of a stranger on the internet. I'm just some guy with giant headphones and a microphone. Do your own research. Never take advice of strangers. Never take sweets from strangers. Do your own research when it comes to finances and anything in life. But this is a bit of fun. Treat it as such. Do not spend money you cannot afford. I'm going to invest 10 euros per day into crypto, specifically Bitcoin, but pick your poison, whichever one you want to do. And then I'm going to invest 10 euros per day into the stock market. That's going to be, so 20 quid per day over the next 365 days. And then we'll track it every month. I'll reveal with you every month how we're doing, what kind of lessons I've learned. And then we'll also look at business finances. So broader, I have a lot of great business contacts in the finance world now through my world of Quintus, through my work with Quintus Capital, and we'll talk about business finances. We'll get the guys on and we'll talk a lot about business finances, such as like tax, VAT, investing, raising money, raising debt, EIIS schemes, things like that. So we'll touch on both because I think both are important, both are linked, but I think there's a bit of a taboo in Ireland about money still. It's still this kind of secret topic that people don't really talk about, especially personal finances. So we'll be as open as we can there. So the fifth category is family and friends. It's not two categories. Don't at me on TikTok. It's one because it's for a kind of serious reason. Not everyone has got a family and not everyone's got a close family. So for people who don't, friends are essentially their family. So I've included both. And if you're lucky enough to have both, both are super important. Loads of studies have proven that one of the key indicators of a long lifespan is having a community around you and having a positive environment and having human connection. There's tons and tons of studies coming out, really, really long proven studies, that being part of a community and being part of something bigger than yourself has a huge impact on how long you'll live. So this really is a key category. Plus, being a dad, being a relatively new dad, this is a category that I think about a lot. I think about what I want to be as a father. I think about the example I want to set. And it's quite cliche. Someone becomes a father and they suddenly start to think about everything differently. But as you get older as well, you realize that most of the cliches are true. So this category will look at experiments around how can we can build better relationships with our family and better relationships with our friends. Also, as you get a bit older, friends get kind of pushed to the side a little bit because you kind of have your family and then you have your, you know, friends by proxy or friends by situation. So people you might be working with, and then your kind of older friends get like pushed aside a little bit, but it's crucially important to keep all those together. So we'll look at how do we build a really, not just about high performance, but how do you build an environment that's really, really positive for us? Because Tim Ferriss has said this multiple times, loads of people have said this multiple times, it's kind of a commonality that's true. You are the result of the five people you hang around with most. I think that's slightly changing now because we interact with the world differently. Our phones are kind of an ever-present. That's a whole different episode for a different day. But I think we're also influenced massively by the content we consume most. So I think there's an element there. I think the five has grown a little bit to maybe 10 to 20 people you see the most and the content you consume the most. So this is a really, really important category. And I'll kind of share the things that I do and I share the key things that I kind of found that worked. And it's also an area I really want to work on more as well. So that kind of falls into the next category as well, which is fun. This one gets overlooked all the time. And this, I suppose, family and fun and fitness, all these categories have kind of come from listening to founders about what they wish they'd done. Why do a podcast chatting to the world's best founders if you're not willing to learn from them and you're not willing to put their lessons into action? And it's often the lessons that they teach you that they wish they hadn't done. It's all well and good putting someone on a pedestal and just trying to follow their example. That's one part of it, but it's also learning from their mistakes and learning from the thing that they wish they'd never done. And a lot of founders I speak to say they wish they'd prioritize their family more, their friends more, their health more, and just having the crack, being honest, having a bit of fun. One commonality, I'm asked this all the time, what's the commonality between all the elite performers you've interviewed? And like, it's kind of a nonsense answer, but like everything and nothing, right? They're all essentially different. And this comes down to the genesis of what we're talking to you about today. The six categories are going to help you and me develop my own and your own founder formula for success. There's no one formula for everybody. That is the summary of today's episode. But what we can do is we can take the best principles and the best practices of the best people in the world and apply them to our lives. The six categories I've given you today, if we enact them into our lives and do it every single day and consistently do it over the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to make it. You're going to make it, you know, you're going to have a pretty good life, a pretty good business, pretty good relationships. Nothing's guaranteed. But if you apply the laws of compounding across these six categories, the chances are you'll have a much better outcome than if you don't. Okay, there's no guarantees in life, but you get out what you put in. And fun is one of the categories that I've installed because who doesn't want to have more fun? But on a serious note, more so that a lot of the founders I've talked to say they wish they'd enjoyed the journey a little bit more. And they always say, it's funny, but not funny really, that the bit they enjoyed most was the early part. And if you're a founder listening to this, you know the early part is so hard and so miserable and so fraught with despair and anguish and stress that it's kind of hard to understand why that would be the case. But they realize that, like, you know, the old rap song, more money, more problems. As they advanced to their career, the responsibilities grew. Their actually day-to-day involvement in the business often lessened, and their day-to-day connection with their co-founders and their people they work with actually lessened. So they became more of a manager than a founder. And it's important to always tie that back to fun. So we're going to separate that out into like a bucket list. We're going to make a bucket list for our lives. We're going to make a bucket list for the year. Again, it's going to be tons of experiments around this. A lot of these will be interactive as well. So you can, it's kind of like a choose your own adventure, right? If I was kind of defining what the podcast is, it's a choose your own adventure story for becoming the ultimate founder and the ultimate version of yourself. That's kind of what it is. We're going to build the ultimate founder formula for success by applying these six categories. I like to have things clear. I like to have very clear lists of things that I want to do. And this is the list we're going to follow for the next 12 months. This is a 12-month long experiment. I would encourage you to play along at home. We'll have more crack. I'm going to set up some physical events and also some digital places where you can get together. I still don't know where to do that best. So if anyone has any suggestions, do get in touch. Either comment if you're watching on YouTube or drop me a mail. Join my newsletter. Go to MrGaryFox.com, join the newsletter there. That's the best way to reach me. Just hit reply on one of the newsletters when I send them out on a Saturday. I read all the replies to the newsletter. That sounds like such a cliched social media person, content creator thing to say, that listen, read all the replies. I don't read all the social media comments, if I'm very honest, because a lot of them are just a little bit mean. So I generally don't read TikTok. Don't always read Insta. I will always read LinkedIn, and I'll always read replies to emails. I might get a chance to reply to every single one of them, but I'll always read the replies. So do contact me there if you're trying to contact me. I'd love your feedback on these six categories and this episode in general. What you think? What experiment are you going to get involved in? So to recap, body in order, I'll give to you. Brain, body, business, finances, family/fun, family/friends even, and fun. There are six categories. So the experiments coming up are... The one you can play along at home is the finance experiment, which starts on September 1st. And I'm also going to be doing a longevity experiment, which you can't really play along with unless you get the telomere test done. But if you want to get that done and play along at home, by all means. Otherwise, you can live vicariously through me and maybe pick up some of the lessons I'm learning. So I'm going to get a longevity protocol from the doctor. They're going to give me a comprehensive analysis of my blood workup and then give me a longevity protocol. I've already started, I think, a lot of these things, such as fitness, diet. I've been doing a lot of that for a long time. So it'll be interesting to see what other things they have to move the needle for me. That is the end of the Idea Lab for today. Welcome back to season 20. I'm glad to be back. I'm really, really glad to be back. I'm glad to be back doing those Idea Labs. They were a bit of a monkey on my back for a while in that I just wanted to do them but didn't have the resources to do them. We have two new team members who've joined the Entrepreneur Experiment Media Company, as we're going to call it from now on in. So I'm excited to have those people on board. So Evan and Kevin, welcome to the podcast. I've never said those names out loud and together, and they rhyme. So there you go. It's exciting. We're at the start of a new exciting era for the podcast. We have some new great partners on board, and we have a really comprehensive structure. So on Tuesdays, you're going to get Idea Labs. On Thursdays, you're going to get interviews. On Saturdays, you're going to get mentor moments. It's a lot of work, but if you're building out a media company and you want to become the best founder-led podcast in the world, that's what you got to do. You got to do the work. I'll see you back here on Thursday. If you're watching on YouTube, click subscribe, click like. I'll see you back here on Thursday.